coaching gets a bad press. Most people don't really know what it is, what it means to have a coach or be coached. But the fact is, nearly all successful people, really successful people, in business, sport, and entertainment, have coaches, often multiple coaches. But people who get by, perhaps even do well, but never quite achieve what they really want, don't believe they need someone to help and guide them. They think they can do it by themselves, and having coaching is some measure of failure. What is coaching? It generally covers a multitude of roles or functions, although in itself it has a very specific purpose. It includes, as a general term, counselling, therapy, consulting, mentoring, tutoring, training, teaching, and so on. These roles often being misdescribed as coaching. Sometimes it's split up into personal, business, wellness, fitness, development, or life coaching, usually in an attempt to define where different coaches focus their attention. For now, let's treat coaching as an all of the above. What's in it for you? Why bother with a coach? There's a financial investment, but having a coach, being coached, means you need to devote noticeable time and effort to the experience if you're going to gain the full benefit. Engaging with a coach entails a commitment on both sides. It's not just about when you're working together. There are three key benefits. Clarity. A coach looking in from the outside gives you a professional perspective on yourself or your business it's not possible for you to achieve alone. You get clear on your values, strengths, and weaknesses, but most of all, about your cause, your why, or purpose driving you where you want to be, what you want to do and have. Coaching enhances self-awareness, confidence, and resilience. You'll get to know yourself and or your business far better than you ever could working alone. Efficiency. Coaching helps you and your business improve performance in whatever aspects you need, such as leadership, productivity, communications, or decision-making. You'll overcome limiting beliefs, blocks, and restrictions you might not know you have, which are holding you back. You'll discover new ways of doing and organizing things, allowing you more space for yourself. Results. You get impartial support and accountability, ensuring you stay committed to your goals, purpose, and cause. Regular inspiration and constructive feedback keep you on track to achieve what you want to be. Coaching will save you time, save you from mistakes. Often the coach has made mistakes and can help you avoid them. And from stress and anxiety they've experienced, so you don't have to. Coaches empower you to make more money, much more than you invest in them, and will guide you to freedom in whatever context it may be for you. Coaches will do all they can to facilitate your living the life you would love to live, or something better. How do you select a coach? Well, a good coach will have life experience, by which I mean at least 4 decades, and or specific experience in your field, sport, business, etc., but not necessarily in the same specific discipline. Coaching skills, which will become apparent at a discovery meeting. Having a certificate doesn't mean they are a good coach. An open mind and willingness to listen to you and hear about your issues without prejudice. And the ability to adapt to your needs rather than impose some structured coaching program. And more, which, as someone with over 5 decades of coaching experience, I can discuss with you on a call.